Phil has just stopped halfway on our way to Tor Cross.
I was looking
What
at
have you
these
seen?
plants. Well, it won't be very exciting. It won't be very exciting for most
There it
people.
is.
It's just a whole patch of buckthorn plantain. Buckthorn plantain is, I mean, there are four plantains here. There's the broadleaf plantain, there's the lance-leaved plantain, the narrow-leaved plantain, and there's the sea plantain, and this one, the buckthorn.
Right.
And that's called buckthorn because it's got, the leaves are like little antlers, right, antler shapes.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very small antlers.
Very small antlers. Now, this plant can actually get 2 feet tall.
If, really?
Yeah. If it's growing in a hedgerow, it can get up to half a metre tall.
Yeah.
But here, it's been trampled by people walking on it. And it actually survives trampling really well, but only as a very small plant.
Okay.
Plantains are good at being trampled on. There's hardly anything here apart from the plantains, look. We've got, I mean, that... What's that? That's sea pink.
Mm-hmm.
And that does the same. That forms these clumps. So that's sea pink. And we've got a few other species. But they're all really the ones that can survive being heavily walked on.
Right.
Also along this stretch, we have these sort of quite large lumps of rock. I'm presuming they're not natural, are they?
No, those are there to protect against the sea, to try and keep the beach from being damaged by the sea. And they're mostly granites and things that are not local. Look at this one. This is this one's growing a bit better. You remember that sea pink I was talking about? Well, this one's a bit more sheltered, and it's actually grown some flowers. And you can see the leaves are much longer here. So that's the same species as this much shorter clump of leaves, but it's because it's a bit more protected, it can grow better.
It's slightly further off the path, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not being walked on, and it's probably a bit sheltered from winds or something. It's got some rocks around it and so on. But you've actually got, you can see there, that's the buckthorn plantain, and even that's getting bigger leaves.
Right.
You know.
Just slightly away from
but
the
it's,
path.
Yeah, but it's amazing to think that thing can get to half a metre in height if it's really protected.
Right.
You've got a real collection here. In about a square metre of this turf, you've got plantains, you've got broadleaf plantain, buckthorn plantain, you've got yarrow, this little furry.
Oh, yeah.
This is yarrow.
It's very
Yeah, they're very small leaves here because they've been walked on. You've got sea carrot, that's sea carrot. Dorcas carota. That, in the middle, is...
Fennel.
Fennel.
Mm.
Oh yes, and that's used
fennel.
In the cookery with a lot with fish and things.
With
yes.
fish, yeah. That is hogweed, I think. That's hogweed there, and that's last year's dead hogweed.
So and that's they this year's. Big, the
yeah,
hogweed?
Yeah, they get up to a couple of meters. But you've also got that. That's sea beet. So you can see we're in a bit of a more meadow-like part of the ridge here.
Yeah.
It's actually quite thick grass, actually, isn't it?
It's thick grass. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, I mean, considering we're only a couple of metres away from that very gravelly surface, we're into sort of the grass quite quickly.
Yeah, it's upset by the road. The road produces a kind of false break in the in the distribution. Yeah. Also, the storm really disrupted things quite a bit. It mixed the communities up. When the sand was dumped across the road, it moved. A lot of the pioneers were shifted the other side of the road, so things got kind of jumbled quite a bit.
And that's presumably something that will keep on happening on a regular basis.
The 2001 storm was the worst they'd known. I mean, you get storms like that only every 50, 100 years or so, that bad.